this much healthier group definitely died at a much higher rate in 2021. And I'm here to tell you it's continuing in 2022. The Society of Actuaries doesn't publish this data but once a year. And the 2021 data came out in August, which verified the data that I was talking to you and Alex about or on the Alex Jones show in March. So they verified our data, which is good because, I mean, we were just two guys on the internet talking about CDC numbers. So now we have, you know, the whole society verifying us. I know from an inside whistleblower that the month of August saw 36% excess mortality in the millennial group life policyholders. That's age 25 to 44. 36. So you would expect this to be coming down, Mike, especially since boosters are not really picking up or being taken up with as much verve as they were. And mandates are kind of here and there going by the wayside. So we're suspecting that even if you got a jab a year ago and you seem fine, there's lots of things popping up now. We think there might be delayed causes and adverse effects coming on after, up to a year after.